Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. For many years, developing trust and rapport was considered the hallmark of a great sales process. Driving sales required exposing your sales team to a maximum number of prospects and developing trust and rapport with those prospects. As such, the primary objective for most salespeople has always been to find as many qualified prospects as possible, to speak with them, and to spend their time developing a relationship and trust with that prospect or a network. By putting a sales rep in front of as many prospects as possible, the opportunity to sell increases, but what's important is not the exposure, it's the relationship. You know, the theory has always been that all things being equal, if a prospect trusts you more than another potential supplier, when the time comes for them to make a purchase, you've won their business. But today, just knowing, liking, and trusting a potential supplier is not enough. It's important that the prospect also sees you as an expert in their business, one that they not only trust personally, but also professionally to guide them through their purchase and future business problems. Many buyers in our research now consider expertise as an essential element in all purchasing decisions. So how do you add this element to your sales process, especially when you've got a team who's really focused on selling? So how do you demonstrate that expertise to your clients and prospects? We found that our clients think it's often difficult to motivate reps to focus on developing expertise when they really want to develop relationships, but the two can go hand in hand. If your team has developed expertise through their experience in the industry and also in the problems or the challenges your clients face, it's essential you demonstrate that and prove it. Buyers are seeking proof of this expertise in order to mitigate the risk they take when they're making a purchase decision with you, especially if you're new to them. This is a risk-averse buying culture we're in right now. That proof goes beyond just your word that your team is experienced and well-versed. So let's figure out how to motivate your sales team to undertake activities that really demonstrate this expertise. Here are three profitable ideas. One, encourage your team to develop case studies around client success stories that demonstrate your company's and your understanding of common and specific client problems and how those solutions that you sell address it. Two, gather testimonials from satisfied customers about the care and knowledge that your team puts into customers. Make sure that those testimonials and case studies are in written form, audio form, and video form. This is number three. Provide opportunities for your team to demonstrate their knowledge through specific industry articles, speaking engagements, teleseminars, webinars, conferences that put them directly in front of your prospects with an opportunity to get to know your company from outside that sales process. Once you've established that proof of expertise, it's possible to elevate your sales even further by focusing on who knows you as opposed to just who you know. There's a subtle difference between these two concepts. Instead of making calls and being proactive in your outreach, focus on getting yourself out there in as many ways as possible. Make yourself ubiquitous. Your prospects should see you everywhere, from social media to events, sales strategies, and other approaches in the marketplace. Being out there and being ubiquitous also makes you an expert. And having people see you draws people to you. By providing exposure, even outside the traditional sales process, you introduce prospects to your solutions and your team in places where the prospects trust and where the prospects frequent. And this is an opportunity to build rapport, trust, and proof of expertise.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.